Hello everyone, and welcome back to Famous Personalities. Today's episode is a part of a three-part series that I am dedicating to the stars of the book Hidden Figures by Margaret Lee Shetterly, Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson. There were many women computers, individuals who did mathematical calculations for early NASA engineers, during the space age time period who worked in research facilities in the United States. The Hidden Figures trio are only three of the many thousands of women who applied for jobs in the mid through late 20th century. And every woman counted towards a brighter, racially and gender-wise integrated future. This episode is dedicated to Katherine Johnson, so please be ready for a hopefully wonderful tribute to our Hidden Figures. Before starting, I'd like to tell everyone a little bit about what scientist Katherine Johnson is famous for. As a research mathematician, Katherine Johnson achieved many great accomplishments in her lifetime. For starters, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the most prestigious award a normal person can receive, by former President Barack Obama in 2015. She also received the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019 and the Silver Snoopy Award and NASA Group Achievement Award, both in 2016. And that's just the rewards her hard work and dedication towards her career gave her. She also accomplished many scientific achievements. She was part of many Apollo and Mercury missions. She was part of the team that worked on John Glenn, Alan Shepard, and Neil Armstrong's flight to outer space. Johnson was also part of the Apollo 13 mission, during which one of the two oxygen tanks on board the spacecraft suffered an explosion and almost killed the crew due to the loss of oxygen. However, Katherine Johnson and many scientists and engineers worked to bring the Apollo 13 crew home safely. Thanks to the efforts of the NASA team, all three of the crew members, Commander James Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert, returned home in good condition and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom the next day. Early life. Born as Creola Catherine Coleman on August 26, 1918, Johnson was born to Joshua Coleman and Joylette Lowe Coleman in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. Throughout her life, Katherine Johnson said, "I love numbers and numbers love me." This showed particularly for her as a young child. According to her, she counted everything she could, whether it was the number of steps she took to school or the number of windows on the front of the Greenbrier, a famous and historical resort in White Sulphur Springs. She was also, not surprisingly, unusually talented at math and her studies. Before starting elementary school, at the age of 4, she could already spell many words and already knew her multiplication tables. And, instead of starting out in kindergarten like most students, she had been skipped ahead to second grade when it was time for her to start school at Mary MacLeod Bethune Grade School. A few years later, she had skipped fifth grade as well. By age 10, in fact, she had started high school and 8 years later, had graduated from West Virginia State College with a degree in math and French. And during the summers in between her college years, she had worked at the Greenbrier and had even been tutored in French by the cook at the resort. At her college, she had been a top student, earning one of the highest GPAs that the school had ever had. She also learned how to type using a typewriter, and she was a very bright student. In fact, one of her math professors, Dr. William Shieflin Clater, had even created a math course about the geometry of outer space just for her. Dr. Clater had prepared Katherine Johnson to become a research mathematician, which Katherine did become in the future. Adult life. Fresh out of college, Katherine received a teaching job in Marion, Virginia, where she taught at a disintegrated school for African American children. Virginia had not accepted racial integration at the time, and as a result, nearly all of the schools had either all white or all black children, all hungry for education. She married James Goebel in 1939, soon after which she had been one of the three people who had been selected to return to the newly integrated West Virginia University as part of a graduate program. She left 1 year later to return to her family. When her three daughters grew older, Catherine returned to her job as a teacher. At her sister-in-law's wedding in 1952, a relative told her about a secret government project in Newport News, Virginia, that was hiring women to work as computers who would complete calculations for engineers. Excited about this job that Dr. Clater prepared her for, Catherine and her family moved to Newport News, and in 1953, almost an entire year after applying for the job, Catherine Johnson had been given an opportunity to work in the West Computing section of the Langley Memorial Research Laboratory. She worked on many research projects, including an investigation on wake turbulence that still helps many planes flying today. Then, in 1957, something changed Catherine Johnson's life: the Sputnik launch. Sputnik was a satellite that the Soviet Union launched into outer space. This was the first time any country had ever launched anything into space. This was officially the start of the space race, the goal of every country being to stay ahead of others in terms of spaceflight. The United States immediately began preparations to launch an astronaut into space, hoping to stay ahead of everyone else. The NACA, which previously stood for the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, now became NASA, which now stands for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. This was also the start of the Mercury missions, which were planned to put men into orbit around the Earth. Out of these missions, Catherine Johnson, now a NASA employee, worked notably on the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight in 1961 and John Glenn's flight as well. In fact, John Glenn had actually asked for Catherine Johnson to check the math for his flight one last time before he went on his flight. Johnson was also part of the Apollo 11 flight and helped put the first man on the moon. She retired from NASA in 1986 and died on February 24, 2020, at the ripe age of 101. She will forever be remembered by not just NASA, but the whole world. Catherine Johnson's impact on the world. Not only did Catherine Johnson hit some pretty big achievements and milestones in her life, but she also impacted the civil rights movement. Being one of the African American pioneers who revolutionized the science industry, Catherine Johnson was, and still is, an idol to many young scientists and people who feel like they cannot do something just because people told them they can't. She also played a major part in women's rights as well. People usually have the misconception that women can't do anything nearly as well as men can, but Catherine Johnson proved otherwise with her mathematically genius mind. Without her, John Glenn, Alan Shepard, and the Apollo 13 crew might not have survived their flights. We would have lost many brave astronauts if it weren't for her and many women who worked at Langley. Also, Johnson co-authored or authored 26 research papers in her lifetime, a couple of them being on the trajectory of a flight and wake turbulence, which is an astonishing achievement for anyone who lived in the 1900s, let alone women. So really, Catherine Johnson played a ginormous role in STEM and the future of the aerospace industry. Catherine Johnson is that she actually had been rejected by NACA the first time she applied, because apparently all of the jobs in the West Computing section of Langley had been filled. At the time, the West Computing section was where almost all of the African American women applicants were chosen to work at. She had to wait almost a whole year for a new job to open up. Also, Johnson has a NASA building named after her, which she actually found very surprising, and Catherine has a Barbie doll designed after her. Quote, "We will always have STEM with us. Some things will drop out of the public eye and will go away, but there will always be science, engineering, and technology. And there will always, always be mathematics." Catherine Goebel Johnson. Thank you so much for listening to the second episode in our series, Famous Personalities. This episode was about Catherine Johnson, a revolutionizing woman computer. This is Shripriya, signing off. See you next time!